Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today. Oh, hi. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Caitlin, you startled us.
Welcome For Crying Out Loud. You know when you have that hangnail that's like been bugging you and you've been like, you just want to bite it and chew it? That's what happened.
And by hangnail, you mean ex-boyfriend? Or just the thing that's bugging you that
you just want to. Anyway.
Hello. You always have the best t-shirts. What is that one? Highway 33?
You don't? I don't know. This came from
a freebie. Gimme.
Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you.
Hey, are you picky about what you use in your home?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this new? We have a new sponsor. They're called Grove. The Grove Collaborative. I think a lot of you moms out there probably already use this. Grove believes a healthy, beautiful home should be accessible to everyone, and that's why they made it so easy to get products that you can feel great about using around your home and your fam. So here's what it is. You go on the Grove Collaborative, and you can just pick out a bunch of like healthy, good cleaning stuff, organic, like a bunch of stuff you need so you don't have to go shopping in a bunch of different stores. Because you know how sometimes you want brands like, you know, like a
Burt's Bees.
Yeah, or Mrs. Meyers or Seventh Generation, mm-hmm. You know, like the good stuff. And you don't want to go like, oh, I got this one product over at Target and there's like one product over here, right?
Right.
Well, Grove Collaborative has all of it in one place.
Perfect.
Yes. You can get all your personal care, your affordable natural home stuff and everywhere by monthly.
Mm-hmm.
You can order your stuff every month,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and bonus gift by going to grove.co, okay? Not .com, .co. grove.co/FCOL. That's grove.co/FCOL. Have a happy home. Use Grove. Also, while we're at it, you want another great subscription service?
Yeah, tell me.
Quip.
Ooh, a Quip.
Yeah.
I'm
you know who got this?
Me.
Robin?
Robin, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I was like, I need to get me one of those because
mm-hmm.
I am one of the people that right now, but not for long because I'm getting Quip, that makes the mistake of like constantly having to replace my toothbrush.
Right.
I love the electric toothbrush.
The electric, yes.
I want them to send me new toothbrush heads every month.
Right.
So I'm doing it. I'm signing up to get a Quip. Robin says it's great.
My
she
toothbrush
loves it.
Holder looks like a hairband from the 80s.
Yeah. Well, also, a lot of us are brushing our teeth wrong.
Yes, that's true.
And we forget to change our brush on time. Mm-hmm. That's because we're moms and we get so busy caring about our kids and doing a million things and going to the grocery store that the last thing we think about is replacing our toothbrush. But now we don't have to remember. We don't have to have another thing on our to-do list making us crazy. Just get Quip. Okay? It starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/FCOL right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You guys, I did not get one of these for free. So I'm going to, when I get home today, I'm telling you, I'm ordering a Quip.
Me too.
I'm going to getquip.com/FCOL. And I'm going to use our bonus.
Yeah, you should. Are you doing it because our fan Robin is doing it?
Oh, are you saying that I just do everything Robin does?
I can't think of myself anymore? Yeah. Kenny Loggins comes to mind.
Robin and I are going to go see Patton Oswalt.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just marry her?
Maybe I will. I'm a god. What's happening? How's life?
Fine. We had a meeting last week with Adam, and which he's rarely in our little meetings with the lackeys.
Right.
And we saw him, and he was asking questions, and he was writing down, and we were like, oh, he's taking notes. And I took his note that he – I took his buck slip, and look what he wrote on it.
Clean carpet, RM.
RM. Clean carpet. Because in the room we were in, there's a big stain on the carpet.
Oh, my God. He's so worried about the wrong thing.
I know.
Do you think he has ADD?
I just don't think it's ADD. I think it's no DD. I mean, I think he's just sitting there and, like, we're talking to him and we're like, wow.
He's got no DD.
I think he's really listening to us. And he's like, and he's, like, writing something. And we're like, wow, he's really listening to us. And I took his buck slip and it says clean carpet.
Oh, my God. Hashtag no DD.
No DD.
No DD. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I guess the other night they got – do you know about this, Kaylin?
No.
The attack that happened out here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what happened? What happened? He talked about it and he said there's surveillance video.
Talked about it in length on the show and then again on the live show.
Well, not on our show. So tell us, Lynette.
Well, I'm telling you because there was a little aftershock to it. So Sunny and Natalia went with Adam to the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Oh, yeah. I only saw pictures of this and I was like, what? What am I missing?
I know. I didn't even know. I was like, you're doing Kimmel tonight? I didn't know. And then the kids were like, you're going to Jimmy Kimmel? Who's the guest? And he was like, me. And they were like, oh. But then they were like, can we come? Because they have nothing else to do when it's summer.
Right.
So he's like, all right. But you're going to have to come with me back to here, to the studios, afterwards, because I have to record something with Oscar De La Hoya and...
Nikki Ward.
Who's another boxer.
Okay.
So two boxers. So he's got to record something for them. And they have like a crew here or whatever. So he came back here to this studio that we're recording in now. Not the main studio, but the Studio B, which is where Stephanie and I record. And so
it's not fancy, you guys. Thursday. It's not like Studio B, like, oh, SNL.
Yeah, it's not like the Today Show or like Carson Daly's coming up in Studio B, Rockefeller Center. So
it's not 30 Rock.
No, we're smelling exhaust gas over here.
Yeah.
So
and there's a bunch of editors who don't know who I am, but
don't
got
know who
really
I am.
Really excited when what's her name? Donna Dierico.
Oh, and then
was
the
here.
Girls, those girls came in. Then they were, oh, what's going on here?
But we digress. Okay, so the kids.
They go to Kimmel.
Start with the Kimmel story and work your way through it.
How did they
end up on the show?
Well, they went with Adam to the show, okay. And then Jimmy's Jimmy, and he's sweet, and he takes him in his office, and he's, you know, and then of course Diane Kellison, Danny Two Sheets' wife, who works there, she's the booker. She was like, well, Kim Kardashian's coming on Monday. And Natalia's like, Natalia, you didn't even know who Kim Kardashian is. Baloney. You barely knew who she was 6 months ago. Now, all of a sudden.
Right. I'm sure they know who the other Kardashian
is who does the lip plumper thing. Yes. It's the Kylie and the other one.
There was another one of those pop-up booths at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're like... Why does it look like there's some kind of nightclub opening at the freaking Galleria?
I know. Where
there's like
a DJ.
Line of people. There's a DJ.
Velvet
I was like, what's
ropes.
Happening? I asked somebody, and of course, it was the freaking lip plumper pop-up store.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Lord.
I know.
And there's people waiting. They're like tatted up. There's like guys there, too. I'm
what
like,
are the guys
what are you
doing there? I get the girls.
Go to Macy's and like,
I know.
Go to the men's department and wait for your wife. Who?
I know. What are you doing standing
they're
there?
They're all acting like they're, you know,
gonna meet the Beatles?
Yeah. So go on.
So they go – anyway, they go there. And then afterwards, they're stuck because they have to come back here. And it's Thursday night or whatever. It was like a –
Okay, so hold on. I'm sorry to be like cock-blocking your story. Yeah. But so they weren't – I thought they got on the show. They weren't on
Kimmel? They were in the audience, and Adam was doing his thing. And then Jimmy's like, your twins are here. And then they – you know, of course, they pan to the audience, and they show Sonny and Natalia in the audience.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was that. It was cute. It was cute. They liked it.
Okay.
Natalia looked nice. Sonny looked like he just got off the basketball court, and he was sucking on a orange Gatorade. Because he had like orange around his lips.
Well, I didn't notice that in the picture.
I did. But anyway, so they have to come back here because Oscar De La Hoya and the other guy.
Boxers.
Another two boxers are doing a thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Adam is leaving with Sonny and Natalia. I don't really know. I guess you should probably listen to Adam's show. But all I know is I had to be woken up in the middle of the night two nights in a row because of it, because Sonny was scarred from it. Because there was a bum, a homeless, belligerent hobo, as Adam calls him, who was sleeping like in one of our doorways over here, which is fine, and Adam doesn't care. However, when he's leaving, they were like blocking the entrance, or so he was blocking the entrance to Adam, and he was getting belligerent. And I think he pushed Adam,
He
hit Adam. Kaylin, can you know the story?
Yeah, he was like, so Adam was just trying to get him to move to like the other door,
right?
That's just at the other side of the building.
Go over
He's
there.
He's like, yeah,
and
just
sit
go
there.
Sleep on the other door where no one uses. And the guy wouldn't do it, and everyone was leaving. And he wouldn't move, and then Adam had to call the police. And as soon as he started calling the police, the bum got up and started, like, walking towards him. But, again, he was kind of belligerent, so he's more staggering towards him. And Natalia was, like, right behind Adam, and she was crying. And then he started kind of swatting at Adam. Like, Adam was, like, putting his hand out to stop him, and the bum was, like, swatting his hand away.
Mm-hmm. And then,
like, and then what happened? Did the police get there?
Yes, and then... can we stop for 1 second, though? How fucking hilarious is it that this guy's picking a fight, first of all, with Adam, who's a boxer, second of all, with two heavyweight champions behind him that are coming out? Like, of all the nights, dude, like, you couldn't have picked the night where, you know, a little spindly comedian like Todd Glass was here or something like that? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, it's got to be the night.
Andy Kindler.
Right.
Just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. Why does it have to be the night that the heavyweight champions of the world are walking out behind Adam? But there was a lot of people, I guess, because they were doing. So it was something that they were doing. And... so Natalia was, like, videotaping, and then he yelled at Natalia. He's like, put that camera down, or something. He yelled at her. And then Sonny, of course, ran and, like, was hiding behind a boxer. And Adam, which for Adam to call 911, it must have been kind of – it must have gotten hairy, because Adam would never call 911 unless it was, like,
yeah,
absolute,
where was Oscar De La Hoya?
I don't know, but he's not going to like...
He's kind of 911.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. He's the 911. But I guess the guy wouldn't leave, or he was threatening Adam, or he started swatting and pushing at him. But Adam says now they have... So Natalia had a little bit of footage, but not really. So I'm looking at it. They came home, and like, how was it? You should have seen what happened. Daddy almost got hurt from some guy in a studio. And they were crying.
Did the police show up?
They finally came. Yeah, they came. I guess they came pretty quick. And then Adam got in the car and left. And Adam, you could hear him. So I'm watching Natalia's video. I have no idea. It's still unclear what happened. And so Adam explained it on the show. But my point is, so Sonny, who's a chicken, that night woke up. I get to tap on the shoulder at 2:30 a.m. Tap, 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 tap. Where I'm like, you're sleeping, and you're like, what is that annoying thing on my shoulder in my dream? Like, why is somebody hitting me on my shoulder? Leave me alone, sleeping. And then I wake up. Oh, Sonny, what's the matter? He goes, I had a bad dream about the guy at the studio. I was like, all right. So we have a couch in our bedroom, and he can sleep there. Like, he's happy to see. He's like, can I sleep in here? He can sleep in our bed, but he's like, I'll sleep over here. And I was like, okay, go sleep over there. So he brings all his stuff, and he just plops it down. Now he's been there. Now he's there again. He's like, how about I sleep here again tonight?
You're like, summertime. It's not a slumber party. Yeah.
I know. I was like, all right. He puts his headphones on and he does his thing and then he falls asleep, just like we do when we're in Vegas in our hotel room.
Right.
So I was like, all right. So then the second night, he wakes up at 3 a.m. and he goes, Mom, and he's standing behind me and he's standing like as far away from the door, the bedroom door as possible. And he goes, Mom, and our bedroom connects to Adam's office. And he goes, somebody's in that. And he kept pointing. He was pointing to his office, but I thought he was pointing to the closet, which is next door. I don't know. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And he goes, I think somebody's in there. I hear people. I go, no, Sonny, it's just a dream. He goes, no, can you look? And I go, oh, okay. And I get up. I open the closet door. I go, see? And he goes, no, not there. In Dad's office. And I go, all right. I go in Daddy's office. At first, I'm like, I'm in my underpants. What if there's somebody in there? Oh, okay. Well,
I love that just being in your underpants is the worst possible scenario. Not the fact that somebody would be in your house.
I know.
But like, oh, I want him to see my – am I wearing cute underwear?
I know.
I haven't been to pink Victoria's Secret
store
in a while.
I gotta pull my T-shirt down to cover my underwear. Like, okay, maybe somebody is in here, so I don't want him to see my underwear.
You're like, have I had a Brazilian in a while?
Yeah. So I'm like – so – I walk right in there. I look around. I go, Sonny, look, see, nobody's here. And he goes, all right. And then I put him back to bed in his little couch. I put him back to sleep. And then he wakes up and he's like, can I watch TV in here? I have headphones that are.
Is this last night?
This is two nights in a row.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's like, I have the headphones that I can watch TV while Adam sleeps. So it's wireless to the TV. And he's like, can I use your headphones and watch like The Simpsons or something so that I can like feel comforted by Homer? Okay. So he lays back down. I put the TV on. Of course, he's out in 15 minutes. And then the next day he goes, I heard something. He goes, I'm telling you, I heard it sounded like drawers were opening and closing. And Natalia pipes up and she goes, what time was this? And I said, it was 3:10 in the morning. And she goes, yeah, that was me. And I was like, why was there water all over the floor in the kitchen, by the way? She goes, yeah, that was me too. So she couldn't sleep, so she gets up. She goes and gets her glass of water in her sippy cup, drops, spills it, leaves the water on the floor.
Sippy cup?
You know, a plastic cup. Drops it, spills it, gets another cup, goes and back into her room. And so she's opening, closing, looking for cups. Of course, she doesn't clean up the water, almost slip and fall the next morning. And so she's the one that's making all that noise. So I was thinking, Sonny, it's all in your brain. And then he said, you didn't hear anything. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And he's like, I did. And I was like, no, you didn't. And then she's like, yeah, he did. That was me in the kitchen. And he was like, did you go in Dad's office? And she was like, no, I didn't. But then, you know, here's the funny thing. It was just like out of a movie. So when I put Sonny back to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I go, okay, look, I go, Sonny, if anybody was in the house, first of all, the alarm would go off. Second of all, Phil's on our bed, sound asleep, like just racked out.
Right.
And I said, Phil would jump up and be like, huh? And he would get down and he would go like investigate. You know, if somebody was coming to walk in through our house,
oh, yeah.
Phil would get up.
Yeah.
And so Sonny's like, yeah, all right, I guess you're right. He lays back down. For some reason, I get back in bed. As soon as I get back in bed, because I'm jostling around, I wake him, Phil, up. Phil sits up. He's sitting up. And then he just decides to get up, get down, and walk out of the bedroom. And then Sonny sits up. I see his head sit up in the dark. And I go, it's fine. And I go follow him. I go, he went to his cage. He went in his bed. He was, I don't know, we woke him up. He didn't want to be in here. You woke him up. He doesn't want to sit and watch The Simpsons. It's too bright in here. I don't know. But it was like right after telling him, Phil would get up and jump down
and get back in bed.
Right. Phil gets up and jumps down
and
walks out of the room.
Now no one's sleeping.
Yeah, I know. Nobody. Adam's sound asleep. Doesn't know what's going on. So anyway, that was because of those two, the bums the night before, the bum,
right.
the hobo or whatever. But yeah, we didn't have a good night's sleep last couple nights. And also, Natalia now has been going to bed at 2 o'clock, 2:30,
right.
3 o'clock.
Right.
And, okay, so when she went to Kimmel, they were like, oh, do you want to come on Monday and meet Kim Kardashian? I was like, oh, my God, why? No, she doesn't. And she's like, yeah, I do. I go, you don't even know. What do you know about Kim Kardashian? Well, she has makeup. She dresses nice. I don't know. She's like, but could you imagine the Instagram picture, the selfie of me and Kim? And I was like, Natalia, this is what it's going to be like. She's going to be in her dressing room. There's going to be people out around. Diane Kellison, who's very sweet, is going to come out and go, she's in her dressing room right now. Right now is probably not the right time. Let's see about, like, she'll probably pose for pictures with fans after. So let's wait. Maybe we'll catch. It'll be a lot of that, okay? And then we're going to be standing there. And then we're going to wait. We'll watch the show. Watch the whole show. Then she's going to come back off the stage. She's going to have her agent, all her entourage, and her security is going to be all around her. And then she's going to go back into her dressing room and get her stuff. And then you're going to be standing there. And then Diane's going to feel like she's got to get a picture for you. And then she's like, okay, she said she would. There's going to be all that, Natalia. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're going to get it. Maybe you're not. 50-50% chance. Okay, sure. I'll take my chances. You know why she doesn't care? Because she is not. Bitch
organizing
ain't driving
the whole thing. I know.
To fucking Hollywood at 5 o'clock in rush hour to get to Hollywood to park to go to Kimmel, stand around look like an idiot for an hour and a half, maybe get a picture, maybe not, and then hey, can we go get something to eat afterwards?
Right.
What's going to happen?
Right,
you know, and that's my whole Monday evening.
Right,
that's it. But for her, it's like, sure, no problem. All right. Sure, 50-50. I'm down. Diane said she would try.
So funny.
So.
Totally relate. I know.
So I'll be traveling into Hollywood in about 3 hours.
Is anyone else good going to be on?
That's what I asked. But you know what? There was a band called The Intruder. Mm-hmm. Chick singer played the night Adam was on. I watched their song 5 times over.
Oh.
She reminds me of a Gwen Stefani. Like a brunette Wednesday, and they're kind of like ska band. They sound so good. They were so good. Their song was really, it was the one song, and I watched it over and over and over. The Intruders. Yeah, they were on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I discovered something. Okay, so this was sort of random.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, you were on a plane with her, Beth Armageddon? Remember my friend,
yes,
Beth Armageddon, that you were on a plane with,
yes,
who was like, I
yeah,
write for
like,
parental
I'm
discretion.
A comedy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. Beth is my friend. So her husband is a writer, producer, TV guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow him on Facebook randomly. Mm-hmm. But I usually don't see a lot of stuff on my Facebook feed from people that I'm like friend of a friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is her husband. So I'm taking too long to get to this.
Yeah, that's okay.
But he posted a thing that said, this is my sister. My sister-in-law just finished up episode 3 of her web series. Check it out.
Uh-huh.
And I normally do not check it out.
Right.
Like stuff that's random, like especially a web series.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something happens in my brain where I'm like, no,
well,
thanks.
Yeah, I know.
Like your web series, really?
Yeah, I know.
Don't care. But it was something about it that for some reason I clicked on it. And it's called This Fucking Town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good and funny. And so I started watching a little bit of it.
Because it had the word fuck in it.
This Fucking Town. Mm-hmm. And it's all about like these actors, these people trying to make it in LA.
Uh-huh.
It's very LA.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so funny. So, one of the girls is like, there's one scene in one of them where the guy's like meets this girl at a party. They're
mm-hmm.
all like wannabes.
Yeah.
He meets this girl and he's like, oh, so are you a comedian or whatever? And she's like, no, I'm a storyteller. And she's like, I go. And he's like, oh, what does that entail? And she's like, you know, I tell true stories that happen to me and then I perform them. And she goes, really trying to monetize it. And I just laughed
oh my
out loud.
God.
But anyway, so this girl who made this, her name is Courtney Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, this is so funny. So I went back and watched. There's 3 episodes. I watched the first 2. Then I went down a little rabbit hole.
Right.
I was like, who is this girl? She's so funny.
Uh-huh.
And she made a movie called Other Couples. Other Couples, I want to say.
Okay.
You can look it up. You can go to Courtney Daniels' Facebook page, I guess, or Google This Fucking Town. And then, so Other Couples, What Other Couples Do. That's
okay.
What it's called. It's a movie. She made a movie, a feature that you can get on, and I watched it on Amazon Prime, and it's really good. And it's about these like four couples, I want to say, these four different couples who have been married
right.
for a long time, and they decide to play a game of 7 minutes in heaven,
oh.
where they all take turns going in a closet.
Oh,
it's to make out.
It used to be like the Ice Storm, Remember? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah. The, with the key parties.
Yeah.
So anyway, I so related to the movie, and I just, you know, became like a super fan. So I know what you mean. Like I sat and I watched the entire movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
Right.
You would love this movie.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Other couples, what other couples do. That's what it's called.
What other couples do.
Yeah. And then, by the way,
I'm going to write it on my bucket
list. While we're talking about
underneath where it says clean carpet,
stuff like that, you got me 100% hooked on The Handmaid's Tale.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
And now, literally since last week when you told me, please watch it, I'm almost through both seasons.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
I love you.
I started binging.
I'm so happy.
I watched all of season one, and then yesterday I watched for hours and hours, and now I'm on episode – I just finished episode 10.
Of the second –
There's only 13 of season two. But by the way, it's so depressing.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
There's not one moment that's not freaking bleak.
I know.
In the whole series.
I know.
There's
but
no happiness.
It's good, though, right? I know.
It's so disturbing. I love it.
I know, it is.
It's addicting.
Yes.
I can't turn it off.
I know.
John's
I told
like,
you.
What? Oh my God. Are you still
you.
Watching this? And I
was
like,
you.
Yeah, because I can't stop watching it until it's done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I was like, you know that feeling when you're barely awake, but you're like, okay, I was trying to, okay, so you'll totally know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, how far are you? Are you done?
I'm done, yeah.
Oh, okay. So episode 10, if you look on the abstract on the Hulu, mm-hmm. it says episode 10 has like a graph. It's like, this is literally disturbing.
Says, yes.
So of course
trigger
I'm like,
warning.
I gotta get to episode 10.
I know.
I gotta get to this horrible episode.
Right.
So then I'm like, I feel like I was... Yesterday, I was like maybe on episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
I watched all the way through episode – I want to say I've watched 11. No, I got through episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched 5 episodes last night.
Mm-hmm.
But all trying to get to episode 10. So by the time I got to episode 10, it was like, you know, 1:30 in the morning.
I was doing the same thing
like,
with that episode. I was in
trying
Vegas.
Trying to clockwork orange my – like I was trying to
I know.
keep my eyes – hold my eyes open. Like I was like, you are going to stay awake. You are going to stay awake. We've been building to this. It's all coming to this.
Clockwork Orange. I know what you mean because I was in Vegas with Sonny. And every night we would get into bed and he would have his headphones on and watch his thing on his little phone. And I would have my laptop and I was watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
And I was going to Hulu and I was like, you better fucking work here in Vegas. You know, so it then because like if you have to pay for the high stream, whatever, because you
right,
want it.
Right.
So I got it going and it was working. And I was like 3 episodes away from that disturbing episode. And I was
right.
like, wow, what is that episode? So every night I was like, okay, are we done? Let's go. All right. We get into bed. We watch it. And every night I was like trying very hard to stay awake. I know because like I wanted. Then we got to that episode. And I tried very hard to keep my eyes open, but I just kept nodding off and I couldn't – it was in Vegas and I couldn't fall asleep. But in my head, I could hear what was going on. And I was like, oh, God. Oh. And I opened my eyes in the middle of stuff and I was like, okay. And then I turn it off. I go, okay, I'm going to watch it tomorrow night. I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I'm going to watch it before we go to bed.
Right.
And then I watched it and yeah.
It is disturbing.
It is.
But I will say that – 13 Reasons Why
mm-hmm.
did not have trigger warnings like that, and it had just as scenes that were just as disturbing.
Really?
In
yeah.
that show.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, the 13 Reasons Why, these kids are getting to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't let Elby watch it. I still wouldn't let Elby watch mm-hmm. it. It's not appropriate.
Right.
But to me, there's scenes like that.
Yeah.
In 13 Reasons Why that your kids are not going to be able to unsee it.
Right. I know.
For me.
Right.
I guess we all know our kids, but I don't need Elby watching, you know.
Right.
A rape scene.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah.
It was.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no, but I'm just saying in Handmaid's Tale, there's lots of scenes. I mean, that's the whole show. I was like,
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, it wasn't really that. I don't know.
It wasn't that much more worse than
the other
stuff.
More
worse. That's right. Some good grammar. But yeah. It wasn't. Yeah. The whole show has
is
such
that? Disturbing.
Oh,
like,
my God. I know. And unfortunately, I just think about Mike Pence and like that's that would be his utopia to him. He would be like, oh, this
isn't
is
that
amazing.
Weird how like how you think about how what it's like a parallel to what
he
and
wants.
That book was written, though. How long ago?
I know.
You know?
I know, because this has been around, these people that want us to all be living by their religion. This is not new.
Right.
This is not new to Trump. This is part of that administration, and we have somebody like a Mike Pence who's just a very dangerous person. Mm-hmm. But the idea of trying to force your religious values on people is not brand new.
No.
But, I
Did
mean—
Did you see the— Mrs. Watt. By the way, now you see why I have on my Instagram that picture of me and her— The star of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said, but mostly we talked about what a bitch Mrs. Waterford is.
Oh, yeah.
That was after the first season. That was before the second season.
Oh.
So that was like, I just finished the first season and I see her and I was like, ah. I was at the Oscars.
Right.
But she's an, you know, I mean, maybe she's done a movie, but she was, you know, she's an Emmy award winning actress.
Right.
Kate, whatever her name is.
Elizabeth Moss.
I was going to say Kate Moss. Yes. So I see her and I was like, can I say hi to you? I'm really a big fan. She was so sweet and so nice. Yes, of course. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Looking right at me like, oh,
Scientologist,
thank you
though.
So much. I know.
Do you think about that when you watch?
I
think about
care.
It when I watch the show. But I do think like, she's such a good actress. I'm always
so
like, you
good.
Don't need to be a Scientologist. I'm sure you make money on your own.
I know. I know. I don't get it.
How cute is Nick?
So cute.
He reminds me of our
crush.
Type.
I know.
Of our guy. Of
Absolutely.
Our, what's his name
yes.
that we love? Luke?
Yes. The guy in the Shall We Dance?
Is that Take This Dance?
Take This Waltz.
Oh, my God. We are so old.
With yes. Yeah.
Reminds me of that guy, but
Luke
a younger.
Kirby.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Reminds me of him.
What's his name? Something Mangella or what's his name?
The guy that plays Nick?
Is he the son of – well, there's two – will you look up Nick from Handmaid's Tale and tell us his name? Because I forgot it. I looked it up yesterday.
And who is
like,
he? Is he related to somebody?
Well, there's there's another guy and they have the same last name on the show. I wonder if they're father and son.
Oh, really?
Anthony – I want to say Mangella. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. I know you're. Mangella or something. It sounds like that. It looks like that.
What's his name, KK?
Yeah, it's Max Mangella.
Okay.
That's,
and then
okay.
I wonder
Look how freaking
I know,
cute he is.
He's so cute.
Doesn't he kind of look like Adam?
My Adam?
Yeah. He has that vibe.
Yeah, he does.
That thing we like.
But he's got
that
like kind of
Jewish,
sweet,
where
yeah.
you think they're like a, yeah. they could be a Jewish nerd, but they're just too sexy.
Right.
Those
right.
lips.
Oh,
so
those
who?
Lips.
But Anthony Mangella
is his father.
Is also on the. I don't know, but he's also on
he's
the
got,
show.
He's probably one of those dudes. Did you get to the part with
who? You're doing sign language. Oh no, I
no.
don't think so.
Okay, you would know if you would know right away. Okay.
Yes,
mind.
That is his son.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
can you pull up who is he? What
who
is
does
he
the dad
like?
Play?
Yeah, pull up his picture.
This is really good podcasting.
I know, but
by the
you
way.
Guys, listen. Look, watch Handmaid's Tale. It's not our fault.
Oh,
not
so who does that guy? Okay, who does Anthony Mangella play?
Oh no, he doesn't look like anybody on that show.
I know, but he's on the show. He's listed as
well.
Whatever.
Anyways, it's a great show. If you haven't figured that out. I'm so glad you watched it, Stephanie. I told you you would like it.
I know. I was like, well, everybody's making these references
know,
to
like
her all
depressing.
The time. It's become part of the culture. And I was like, I feel like I'm really out of it by not at least knowing what it is.
I feel that way about what everybody watches, Game of Thrones.
I do too, but I just can't.
I just can't either. I try.
And also,
I think
but like
I have
you
to.
Watch Walking Dead. There's a lot of shows that I feel like,
Walking Dead has walked enough, I think. They've walked, they're done pretty much. I mean, there's still, you know, what's his name's on right. it, and he's cute, and I'm still going to watch it. But, you know, it is what it is. But, like, you know, I feel like I can't let life go by without watching Game of Thrones, because everybody says it's the best television show of all time. I feel that way of Sopranos, and I would feel like if a young Lynette or an old Lynette, some Lynette, did not see the Sopranos, I would feel like she is missing out on a lot. Like, that is, you can't let life go by without watching The Sopranos.
I feel that way about 6 Feet Under. That was my favorite series of all time, and I'm so glad I watched it.
I love that show, too. And you know what? It holds up, I think.
I'm going to restart it.
Rewatch it. I was thinking about that. I think I'm going to have to watch Game of Thrones. Because these guys are doing something on the show. The lackeys are going to be on next season. No, they're doing some sort of Game of Thrones thing or something.
Yeah, we're just like kind of recapping the entire show in preparation for the new season coming out next summer.
But right. I kind of feel like it's a point of pride to not have watched it. Like to be one of the few holdouts that's like, you know what? Nope, don't watch it.
But what if I said, nope, 6 Feet Under, not for me. And you know what? I'm proud that I haven't watched it. You'd be like, you're a fucking idiot. I don't want people to think that about me.
Yeah, but Game of
Thrones. I know
people
are thinking right now going, Lynette, you are so fucking stupid. But there's also people that are on my side too.
But I also know myself. And I know that I just am not interested in watching something that's up for like best costume directing.
I know.
And that's what, to me, it's all about
The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, I didn't love the Hunger Games movie because, to me, that was all costumes.
Really?
Like, it was like, I'm sure the book is great, but
I haven't watched
it's fine.
I have not watched it.
You know what I watched with Sadie?
Your boobs
the other
look
night?
Good in that shirt.
Oh, thanks.
You're all sitting there spread out.
I was just thinking that you look really young today.
You
look
very. You do, too. Well, we should take our picture.
Yeah. We watched, Sadie got like some wild hair that she wanted to watch Freaky Friday, Freaky Friday. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, and you know me, even if I watched it last week, it would still feel new to me.
Right.
So, but I haven't watched it in a couple years.
Yeah.
So we watched it and I was like, this movie is so good.
Is it?
Lindsay Lohan is really good in it.
Jamie Lee Curtis
is good.
Yeah.
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 She's a really
good
actress.
Curtis. I know.
And normally I'm not up for like body swapping hijinks.
Yeah.
But this movie is super cute. It's got some laugh out loud moments.
Really?
It's very well acted. It's very well written. And Xander was all like, I don't feel like watching it. So one night we were going to watch it and Xander was all being a killjoy. I just wanted to watch YouTube. Yeah, he was being a cooch alone.
Mm-hmm. And just watch YouTube.
And so we didn't watch it. And then the next night, Sadie was like, I really want to watch it, but Xander's not going to want to. And I thought of you with Natalia, and I was like, you know what? He's going to watch it. Oh, at first I said, well, you know what, Sadie, you and I can go watch it in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? No. He's watched enough goddamn YouTube videos today.
Right.
Open your eyes and watch a little Freaky Friday.
Yes.
It's good for you.
You're all clockwork oranging him.
I love the fact that my parenting is just denigrated to a point that I think that's
you're
a step up.
Watching
you're watching a kid's movie
Friday.
If it kills me.
Yes.
And then I'm patting myself on the back. I got him off YouTube videos for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So we all watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie
when
and
you
Xander,
say all, are you talking about?
No, just me and Xander.
Yeah.
Oh, so Elby's at sleepaway camp.
Okay.
So Elby would have been on a device.
Right.
But Sadie and Xander are easier to, they don't have phones.
Right.
Which seem a little more addicting than the iPads. But they sit on their iPads and watch YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
AMSR videos. Do you know what those are?
Yeah. Why does that, what is that?
Because they're, or AMSR, I think that's what they're called. They're like sounds that people like. They're like feel-good sounds.
So Natalia was just, lighting of the match.
Yeah.
Or
soap scraping. She watches. Yeah. She listens to one or watches one.
That's what she was listening to go to sleep or putting it on so that I put on the same thing to go to sleep. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, you know, it does all these different sounds.
AMSR videos, yeah.
Really? Is this what we've reduced our fucking tech, our children's IQ? Is that now, like, before it was like watching shit blow up in slow motion?
Now we're watching people cut styrofoam.
Right. And that's supposed to, like, soothe you or what?
Apparently, yeah. So I got them off their AMSR videos for 5 minutes. And were we watched the movie and it was so good.
Yeah. Did Xander like it?
He really did.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get him to admit it. Mm-hmm. But the next, like, that day, I was like, aren't you glad you watched this? It's a good movie, right? And he's like, hmm. But then the next day, I was like, that was a good movie, wasn't it? And he was like, yeah, it was pretty good.
See, you got to get them out. See, when they're in the cooch alone mood,
right.
they're not gonna give it up. But then the next day when they're in a good mood, they're like, yeah, you know, like Sonny's like that.
And Sadie's having all these, her still having random emotions, even though she's on a puberty blocker. And you know what? Speaking of puberty blockers,
yes.
If you're not on a puberty blocker, you may get your period. And there's a company that sponsors us
that
called
I use.
Flex Company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you. You know, look, it's about time we've had another alternative to tampons. And mm-hmm. that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's a cup. It's a flexible cup. And I know it sounds crazy, but it really works. And also, it takes away the cramping, the bloating, okay? And it can be worn for 12 hours. Once you get the hang of it, you can do marathons, go swimming. You can have sex with it when you're on your period. And Flex is the result of 10 years of R&D. It's a truly innovative product that can relieve the cramping and the leaks and the odor and the irritation and all that. And you don't have to worry about TSS or any of that stuff either because it's been certified and verified and all that stuff that you need to do to make sure that things work right. So it's a flexible disc. But once you get the hang of it and how to put it in and take it out, which they show you how to do, your life, you will be happy you did it. Trust me. I love it. It's FDA registered. It's hypoallergenic and it's made without the BPA and the latex and the silicone and all that. And it's an internally worn cup. So look, don't sit there and suffer with the stupid tampons anymore. And
why would you?
You don't wear pads, do you? I do. I used to, and not anymore. When I would go to bed, because when you put a tampon on, it makes you like cramp up even more. So I would like wear a pad, but then mm-hmm. fucking pad, you just leak and it's a mess. Okay. You guys know what I'm talking about. So look. This isn't the answer to all of that mess. Have the most comfortable period of your life. Go to, and here's the best part. It's called IHateTampons.com. Use the promo code FCOL and get 30% off your first purchase. That's promo code FCOL at IHateTampons.com and get 30% off of Flex.
Yes.
Do you trust me. You'll pat yourself on the back and me on the back. And let me know if you do get it. Tell me how you like it.
Yeah.
So, TV shows, YouTube. I have something else to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I'll wait till Friday because it's kind of funny.
Okay. But we still have time now to talk about stuff. Do you want me to tell you about?
Yeah, tell me. Go ahead, you talk. With your boobies.
Well, Sadie and Xander did improv camp.
Yeah, how was that?
They loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd
they
do?
It's so funny when you find something that your kids...
Yeah, I know. You're like, hallelujah.
This place is called Studio LOL.
Okay.
It's in Studio City. And, oh my God, the kids, every day for 5 days they went, and every day they got up early on their own. They set an alarm, and they were up and ready and raring to go every day. Couldn't wait to go. And we're so sad on the last day when it ended.
Is it? Can I put my kids in it one last week?
Before school starts? I think there might be one next week. You have to look at the ages. They're doing a camp every week.
Maybe
I'm doing one
the...
like in 2 weeks. Yeah, but you can do a class, but you're not going to want to drive them. It's
I know.
Pretty far
now,
for you.
We have an improv coach that comes here.
Right. Well, this was, you know, they were with a group of kids mm-hmm. and they just. Really? Oh, that reminds me. I have a Patreon story for you.
All right.
Yep. Related to this.
Okay.
Which I'll tell you on Patreon.
Did you get in a fight with anybody?
I did not.
Oh.
I got in a big fight on Nextdoor.com.
What? With who? What's going on? What happened?
My neighborhood. Okay. Well, anyway, the improv was super fun. I just haven't seen my kids so lit up about something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And... they just really liked it. And then I went watch the show and they both were different people, so outgoing. And Sadie so was cool. totally kind of came out of her kind of quiet shell and was being very big on stage. Like,
that might be her
eager
thing.
And ants. I mean, yeah.
You know, that might be her thing. Seriously. It runs in the family, you know, performing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you never know. So what now, what happened with Nextdoor?
Oh, my God.
Who's fucking with you?
So it's just our neighborhood. Okay, you know how Nextdoor, we all know this, but they'll have, there's a pocket. Like, your direct neighborhood is one neighborhood, but then you can do, it's kind of surrounding neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah, so you can tell it go, like, 5 miles out,
right.
10 miles.
Right, so the outer neighborhoods, not our direct neighborhood, it's just full, chock full of assholes.
Yeah.
Like, crazy alt-right weirdo, like, but these people that are just like hate the homeless, like, it's but more than just like you know, the homeless people should get a job, but really, like, we need to police our streets and, like, call the cops on anybody that's like, okay, so I came across this post and I just normally, like, whatever. Yeah. I try not to argue with people online anymore because it's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
But there is this post that somebody took a picture of a guy without a shirt on who – and they were like, this man was stealing water from somebody's hose. From their hose, Lynette. And understand, which you do, that there's been a heat wave.
Yes.
In Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's been above 100 degrees every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So this person was like – and by the way – what's the point of a post about something that already happened where somebody got some water out of
somebody's hoses now? Lock the hoses away. Put your hoses away.
Right. So don't give somebody water. How dare you? Okay. So then somebody else wrote – the first person who wrote something wrote, yeah, and who did this guy's tattoo? Like a three-year-old? Or like
– now they're making fun of him and like roasting him?
I mean, have you no sense of like – listen, you're on Nextdoor.com. Chances are you live in a fucking house with an internet connection. Like, really? And that's how you're going to spend your time?
Right.
It's like, not only is the original post disgusting, but now you're going to be the first
Pile
commenter
on.
Is just going to go like, yeah, and the homeless guy has a gross tattoo. Fuck off. I was so mad. So then I start seeing not a lot of them. Most people are – somebody was just like, okay – it's over 100 degrees.
Right.
Like, the guy can't – and so somebody else wrote, how do you know that the homeowner didn't give the person permission?
Right.
Like, it's a little irresponsible to put this person stealing. You don't know that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then – so then the person goes, oh, I highly doubt, like, this – okay. So then somebody else – there's, like, two people that were the worst offenders that – these people that always – there's some conspiracy theory in their mind that's like, oh, the one guy was like, oh, well, first you let a homeless guy drink out of your hose. The next thing, society's going to collapse
and
anarchy is going to break out.
And he's
oh, maybe if you – yes, yes.
Yeah,
oh, if you
out.
Like homeless people so much, why don't you put a sign on your door that says free air conditioning? Come into my house and like use my air conditioning. Where do we draw the line?
Oh, God.
Well, not there.
Right.
That's not where we like. We
That's
don't.
Not where
we don't draw the line. And then so anyway, I started in, and I was just like, "Look, the guy. What if you told me that he was stealing Arrowhead bottles off the porch?
Right.
That's stealing.
Yeah.
Drinking out of somebody's hose. It's a pretty gray area.
Like, yeah.
It's not officially steal. What's it going to cost? 5 cents.
Right. I know.
Really?
Right.
Because somebody drank out of your hose.
Right.
Like, oh, so then this other woman's like, you're all missing the point. The point is that if a homeless person drinks out of your hose, then, you know, children can't play outside and whatever. I was like, oh, my God. It's not – because then everybody – we're just going to – our neighborhood's going to be full of drug addicts more than it is now.
Now it's all going to go to pot.
It's all going to go to pot. But my issue is like, look, if there's a crack house two doors down and you're complaining about it people are selling drugs out of their car and what is happening to our neighborhood – by all means, get the police involved. Like, let's all help each other. And I get it.
Right.
There shouldn't be a crack house. There shouldn't be a bunch of drug addicts working out of an abandoned house.
Right.
I'm with you.
Right.
But somebody takes a drink out of your hose and they didn't do anything.
I don't think of that as stealing, by the way. I don't know why. I think that the person might have been offended or afraid or something that they came onto the property and did it. Maybe that was the issue.
I guess what,
how
Lynette?
Could a normal thinking person go, they're stealing water when you just turn the hose on and you take a drink and you're in 110
well,
degree heat.
By the way,
with no shirt.
It turns out that the homeowner gives this guy permission. Somebody went, because this is how insane my neighbors
my
are.
God.
Somebody went and asked the person, and the person said, yes, I give this person permit. This person has permission to drink out of the hose, to mm-hmm. get water from mm-hmm. our hose. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, not to be – they can't just go like, oh, never mind. Let's take
yeah,
the post down.
Yeah.
Then they're like, you know what? How dare you allow somebody to drink out of your hose? You're just inviting – and then this one woman who was just the worst bitch of all of them is just like, well, you know what? If that was my next door neighbor, nope, that would not fly.
If that was so my, I was like, what are you going to do
about
it, bitch?
What are you going to do? Call the police because the person let somebody drink out of their hose?
Oh, my God.
I was so mad. No, so then I started arguing. And then me
like
and
the person that goes over there. Hello? Do you know that somebody's drinking water? Yeah, I let him do it. Okay. Goes back. Type.
Like, yeah.
Who is that person, by the way?
Well,
at least they cleared it up. But who is the person? Could you? I can't even get in the car to go get milk when the kids run out of milk. Like, I ain't getting in a car or walking to my next door down the street to knock on somebody's door. I don't even want to talk to my neighbor.
Yeah, listen, I was just on Nextdoor.com, and it turns out that somebody drank out of your hose. Was this something that you allowed?
Are you aware?
I need to go report it back to Nextdoor.com.
Right.
Oh, my God. Get a life.
So they were, yeah.
And it's what really saddens me is that you would think something like Nextdoor would be a good tool. I brought this up to John. Mm-hmm. I was like, what happened to, like, our sense of community?
Yeah.
Like, I would want to think mm-hmm. that if my kids or whatever, like, that we live in a neighborhood where our kids could, like, go drink out of someone's hose and without everybody freaking the fuck out and reporting it on, there were some children stole onto my property and were stealing water out of my hose. Like, what happened to just being, like, what happened to living in a neighborhood where if something happened, you could run to your neighbor's house and knock on the door and go, could you help me?
Right.
These neighbors would be like, oh, my God. A child knocked on my door late at night.
Being harassed.
Yeah.
That's horrible. They needed, you know, they need Oscar De La Hoya behind them.
I know. Speaking on a show where there was – but listen, no, but I'm not saying like, that drunk
no,
people –
I know.
I'm not
I
saying
know.
That all homeless people
no,
are
I'm
harmless and adorable, cuddly
no,
love bugs that
right.
we should all open our doors. Right. I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, I know. But like taking a hit off the hose, as Adam would say, because that's what he used to do when he was doing construction. He would drink out of the hose. Is not – fucking go back to doing something else. Go figure something else out. Like
as Adam says, these people have officially run out of
problems.
You're just like you want to monitor.
Right.
You're like, oh, I think
there's
I found something.
I mean, my God, I know. Oh, my God. I got to get on Nextdoor more.
Somebody else had another one where they were like, there's some teenagers drinking in a car. They were like sitting in a car.
Yeah.
Something we would have totally done.
Right.
So somebody else, and he was like, I'm reporting that on such and such a cross street, there's like six people that look underage, like drinking or whatever. Mm-hmm. So somebody else writes like, didn't you used to do that? Like when you were a kid? He thought they might have been drinking. He wasn't sure. But anyway, so then somebody else was like, why are you reposting that here? Like call the police if it's such a big problem.
Right.
So the guy did. Called the police. Got the kids arrested.
He did?
Sure did.
They got arrested? Aw, poor kids.
I know.
Well, look, I don't want them to get in the car and drive drunk. But on the other hand, there's probably a Mike Gerstein in the bunch, you know, that could drive and drink.
Totally.
Just fine.
Totally. All right. This was a good show.
Oh, my God.
A little better than I expected.
Flew by.
Yeah. So now, just telling you guys, Patreon
is
getting into a new month. So for anybody who wants to get in on the business shout outs at $50 a month, which really breaks down to like nothing.
Right. And I got to say, our $50 a monthers have been sticking with us for a long time now.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel like you guys out there are supporting them. So
I know that, Robin, I know that there are people that go use our
listeners'
stuff.
That's great.
Sarah Dean has a parenting podcast called Shameless Mom Academy, where she helps moms, you know, figure stuff the fuck out.
Right.
Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. Michelle McKibben is a mortgage loan consultant, and now she's with Bank of America. And her email is michelle.mckibben, M-C-K-I-B-B-I-N, at bankofamerica.com. So give her an email.
All right.
Find out what she's all about. All right. Letty Molina. That's our girl, man. She can get you some bacon flavor CBD oil for your dogs.
Thank you for reminding me.
Okay. Whether they have arthritis or allergies, go to hemp, WORX.com/L Molina. All right. Christy Lewis has some good products for skincare and makeup, and she sent us some stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's like an alternative to Botox. She's at dramaticlashes.net. The Wayne Foundation, helping get these girls of their bad life that they got sucked into, sexual trafficking. Go to waynefdn.org to help out and make a donation.
Nice.
And that's our boy Ulysses supports that cause and pays for it. He's so sweet.
Yes.
Kate Marengo is with Interior Chicago, and she will help you pick a paint color, decide if a rug is going to work in your house. Whatever you need, go to Kate Marengo at interiorchicago.com/interior-design. Shelby Mullen has a store called, an online shop called Woof and Wild, and they sell handmade dog bandanas.
So cute.
I know. And then they donate a dollar from every sale to various animal rescues and organizations. Woofandwild.com.
Hmm.
Yeah. And let's see. Let me do one more. Chelsea Marks is with Paynes, PAYNESGRAY, PaynesGray.com. They do furniture and home decor. And you could get a new rug, a throw pillow, an outdoor, some outdoor decor. And then you can email Kate Marengo and see if it's going to work.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
So, yeah, go to paynesgray.com and check it out. That's it.
That's it. All right. All right. Thanks, Kayla. I'm not going to be there this week. Tune into our Facebook, Corolla Drinks Live After Show. But I can't be there this week.
Oh, no. Where are you going to be?
I'll tell you on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
guys.
Now.
Don't F it up.
I'm a match. She a kerosene. You know she gonna burn down everything. She an arsonist in her pastime. And I've been burned for the last time.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.